The second meeting of the Southern Georgian Bay OPP Detachment Board was held on Monday with members continuing efforts to get set up. Whereas the previous, inaugural meeting allowed Southern Georgian Bay OPP Detachment Commander INSPE Todd Pittman to provide a welcome and introduce how the police were involved with the community, the recent meeting focused on draft templates for appointing positions, setting schedules, defining terms of reference, and looking at budget estimates. Several aspects of the meeting were held in wait pending the decision for appointment of a board administrator. Within the budget estimates, a livelier discussion was held. Board members looked over proposed line items while nothing which to add or remove, but a comment regarding communications caught the attention of Pittman, who shared his thoughts on a potential introductory publication regarding the board, backgrounds on members, and more. "I think a part of the idea of the detachment board is, really, transparency and to increase public trust and confidence in the police and in the work that we are collectively going to do for our communities," said Pittman. "I would be interested to know how many people actually know that there is a police board and what we really do, and I think we may have a novel opportunity right now to put something together, whether it be a mailer or something like that." Pittman added the Nottawasaga OPP Detachment Board had initiated a similar push, which he estimated costs around $6,000, and the feedback was worthwhile. "It went out to the community and got a lot more engagement," he said. Board Vice Chair and Midland Mayor Bill Gordon noted a website had been set up in advance of not only the Southern Georgian Bay OPP Detachment Board but, to his surprise, all detachment boards as the domain hadn't been taken before his acquisition. He added he would work with other detachment boards wanting to use the domain, of which they were the only ones on the site to date from when he and retired Midland Police Chief Mike Osborne created the site during a conference they attended last year. "That's there for now. I do it because it's what I do in one of my day jobs. I'm just happy to help out," said Gordon. By the same token, the expectation is that our new administrator hire would take this on and make it their own, with our objective of making sure that that's our source of truth for all things detachment board for Southern Georgian Bay. Gordon added the board would need to look to other communication channels such as social media to keep the public informed and up to date. Joining the board was Tay Township Community Representative Joel Rumney, with members in attendance at the Midland Council Chamber, which could accommodate a hybrid in-person and virtual meeting. Absent was Georgian Bay Township Mayor Peter Cozier. As well, three board vacancies remained available. Two provincial appointees and one appointee for a Midland community representative. "Right now," said Gordon, "member, Diana, Wasdell is holding up the province end of the stick here as a member, and we do desperately need our other two. As well, we're short one from our, Midland, municipality. So, we're advertising again and receiving applications to replace former member Osborne. I'm hoping we'll see an application or two coming for our council," Gordon said. Meetings for the Southern Georgian Bay OPP Detachment Board are tentatively scheduled for the last Monday of each month. A link to agendas can be found on the Detachment Board website.